getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, this is Doug Bursch. I co-pastor Evergreen Church in Auburn, Washington. So I'm a pastor, and part of being a pastor is I get the privilege of doing weddings. And I think it's almost legally required that I must read 1 Corinthians 13, or at least some verse from 1 Corinthians 13, for a wedding to be legal. You've heard these verses. You've heard them so many times that if I read them right now, you might not even listen because they're so familiar. But take some time right now and truly listen to the words of the Apostle Paul, led by the Holy Spirit. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. And the verse goes on, with love is patient and kind and does not envy or boast. You've heard this. You've heard it at almost every single wedding you've gone to. And we read those words and those verses at weddings because it's such a beautiful passage. Here's the problem, though. When Paul wrote these words, it wasn't a beautiful wedding ceremony. In fact, he wrote them to a congregation that he was a little bit upset with. In fact, he might have been a lot upset with them, because they kept asking him questions, and they kept giving him problems to solve, and he kept giving practical answers and solutions to their problems, but he realized that they were missing the most important reason for why they gathered as a church, the most important reason that they gathered as Christians, and that is to love. We can miss it sometimes. If you look at these passages, if you look at these verses, it's actually a rebuke. Everybody in the Corinthian church, or at least many of the people in the Corinthian church, were so busy expressing their spiritual gifts, so busy expressing their spiritual superpowers, that they had forgotten to love. I almost imagine this letter being written, and then as it was read out loud to the congregation, the reader looked at individuals as he said each word. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and then he looked over at the group, who like to speak in the tongues of men and of angels. I presume there was a group that thought they were speaking in this tongue that was so important that they could not be interrupted, and they did not have to interpret it to anyone. And so they kept speaking, and everyone else was just confused. He goes on, and he says, if I have not love in doing that, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And then he says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and he looks over at Carl, who thinks he's really important with all his prophetic insights. And he says, Carl, you have all these great big prophecies and you go on and on about what God will do or what God has done, but you're not loving. And so you have nothing. And someone says, well, it's not about prophecy and it's not about tongues, but it's about the faith that we have if we just have more faith. And so he says, if I have great faith, so much to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. So he looks over at the faith group and says again, if you're not loving, it doesn't mean anything. And so the group that says, yeah, it's not all about faith. It's about the actions of we need to give our lives for God. We need to give the clothes off our backs. We need to serve more. We need to sacrifice more. And he looks over at them and says, if I give away all I have, and even if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. These are amazing verses. He looks at everyone in the Corinthian church, and they're each doing their spiritual thing, and he says, I don't care about your spiritual thing. Without love, you're nothing. Isn't that a great reminder to us today? There's so much going on in the church. There's so much going on in the world. There are so many opinions out there, so many people clamoring for what is right or lamenting what is wrong. But Paul says, if we don't begin and end with love, we have nothing, and we are nothing. My friends, be about love. Grow in love. Contend for love. Love is what distinguishes us. Love is the sign that we truly have been transformed by the good news of Jesus Christ. If you'd like more information about the ministry I serve, please go to fairlyspiritual.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.